You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from Exodus chapter 40, verses 16 to 38. It must have been just like a dream for Moses and for the whole people of Israel to finish working on the throne of God. That's because a few chapters prior, we see them receiving the commandments from the Lord. And then shortly after that, we see them disobey God. And then Moses had to plead that he may forgive them. And God did. He remained unchanging when it comes to his covenant with his people. Indeed, he is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. And so they were able to build the tabernacle where God's presence go as they journey. How could they really fathom such grace and mercy that God not only let his glory dwell amongst them, he also let his people take part in erecting a holy place that he may dwell with them? Indeed, God comes to those who prepare a place for him. This is the privilege given to the people of Israel. In their repentance, God accepts their offering to amend their ways. They were given another chance to obey the Lord. All that they could give and all the labor that they could do for the building of this holy space were accepted by God. Just like what the psalmist says, God does not ignore a broken and contrite heart when offered to him. So in our case, those who offer themselves to God, sinners as they are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is in reference to Ephesians 2:22. It must have been so awesome also to see the glory of God fill the whole tabernacle that Moses could not even enter. Now, this is one detail that many would highlight, that this event points to Jesus as the new Moses. What Moses was not able to do, Jesus did. He, as a great high priest, entered through the veil right to the very presence of God. This is important for us because what Jesus did gave us an access to the throne so we too could be in the presence of God. In this way, we are able to pray, worship, ask for forgiveness, and consecrate our lives to Him, all in Jesus and all through Jesus. And then imagine the journey of the people. His presence is a source of direction, of protection, and of comfort as they continually perceive the presence of God with a covering of cloud and a pillar of fire. We will see in the next few days of our meditation how the Lord's presence lead the people through the wilderness, give them confidence to face adversaries, and to find assurance that they are going to be fine because He abides. In our case, this cloud and fire is Jesus dwelling in our hearts. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus leads us to the true promised land, where our heavenly home is. Jesus, in His truth, protects us from our enemies, that we ought not to fear, because the truth sets us free. And also Jesus comforts us, knowing that in Him, we become fully alive, because He is fully alive in us. As He said in John 10:10, "I came that you may have life, and have it to the full." As we continue to meditate on the way of life that God established for us, on His mercy and the revelation of His glory, and on Jesus, the fulfillment of these foreshadowing realities, may we grow in us a venturesome faith that spurs us on to keep on keeping on in this journey that God has led us to. Now for application. How is God's presence manifested in your life? Also, how does God's presence guide, protect, and give you comfort as you journey in your faith?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.